Can you talk about some of the new agents that are coming along? And I'm particularly interested in AZ2171.
Yeah, 2171, or its new trade name is Rosentan. 2171 blocks the three VEGF receptors, so it's a bit different from Avastin. It doesn't sequester the ligand, it blocks the receptors. And that theoretically has some advantages, and certainly in model systems it looks like it does have some advantages against Avastin. It's much more early in its development pathway, obviously. There are trials planned and ongoing, the Horizon trials they're called, looking at first-line addition of 2171 to a FOLFOX regimen, and looking at the second-line, looking at two different doses of 2171 versus FOLFOX plus Avastin. And then further on in the development pipeline, there are plans to produce a trial which will be essentially a straight head-to-head FOLFOX Avastin versus FOLFOX 2171, which, I mean, all of these make sense. I mean, that's the way the drug will have to go into in order to be developed in this disease. It's quite a big ask, you know, so it will be interesting to see whether the drug actually makes it through those different parts of its development pathway. And AstraZeneca, who are developing the drug, have clear go, no-go decision points in that whole plan in order that they can then decide whether to go ahead and do all of those trials.
Can you talk a little bit more about exactly how the drug works, how it's administered, and what the side effects are?
So it's an oral compound. The side effects are so far kind of similar to what's been seen with Avastin. So there's vague side effects like fatigue and problems with hypertension, class effects that you might expect from antivascular drugs. I haven't seen anything in the toxicity profile that makes me think it's very different from Avastin. It's an oral administered drug, so it's a daily administration, clearly an advantage over Avastin for a longer-term administration. Its mechanism of action, as I say, is it blocks receptors, it blocks the VEGF receptors. So it may produce a more substantial VEGF blockade than does Avastin. It's a TKI, it's a small molecule.